the summer. The order, the first item is the approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
No changes to the agenda.
Stevenson, would you like to make a motion to approve the agenda?
Make a motion that we approve the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to the approve the agenda as posted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item is approval of the minutes for July 13th, 2017.
Staff would note if they are approved, they would be approved as amended.
Yeah, I had some comments on it that I got to staff, so I think we're good.
Make a motion that we approve minutes as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes for July 13th, 2017 as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda is discussion regarding the 2018 comprehensive plan update. Do you have any? We're meeting Monday, so.
We're meeting. I just wanted, just in case anybody here is interested or anybody watching on the website is interested, we are meeting Monday, August 14th at 9 o'clock in the morning, and your packet for Monday is at your seats.
Okay. Any members of the commission have anything they want to add? Any members of the public wish to comment on the comprehensive plan update? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on with our agenda. The first item of old business is conditional use number 2089, Massey's Landing Properties, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2089, Massey's Landing Properties, LLC, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action for further consideration by the Commission on conditional use number 2089. Massey's Landing Properties, LLC. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2090, Edgar Hernandez.
Is there any, does anybody have any interest in conversation, discussion before I would make a motion?
I would just say that I think this is an issue that, in general, applications like this, that we're going to need to find a better way to deal with. I have no doubt that Mr. Hernandez believes that he's done everything he was supposed to do and would have a great deal of difficulty understanding why this was not allowed to go forward, which is my main reason for being in favor of granting it. Because I think he felt that by getting his permit for his building, and he had done what he needed to do, and our county government has to find a way to better coordinate these things so that folks understand what the whole process is. That you just the issuance of a building permit is simply that. That's all it is. And we have to address this issue of these large buildings being built under residential permits, and then next thing you know, there's a business operating there, and they're in here for a conditional use, and it's just something we need to find a way to deal with. But as far as this particular application goes, I think subject to hearing the motion and hearing what conditions you have, I think I would be favorably inclined toward it. Subject to what the conditions are.
Anyone else?
I would agree.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant CU 2090 for Edgar Ravis Hernandez. For a shop for painting business and storage based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the use is situated on a 1.45-acre parcel of land. It is situated among other large parcels of land. With the conditions and stipulations of approval, the use will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Two, no work is done at the site, and most of the employees start the workday at off-site job locations. The existing buildings will be used to store materials and equipment associated with these uses. with the use. Can I use some of these glasses? I left my glasses at home.
See if those work. Can try those. See what you got.
This is going to look good.
That's perfect. The use is compatible with the area, which includes some other small businesses, such as a daycare and an upholstery shop. Four. Small family businesses, such as this one, are appropriate in the low-density area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan. The plan states that businesses that address the needs of agriculture and single-family homes are appropriate in this area. This small painting contractor is consistent with the direction given by the county's plan. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a shop for a painting business and storage. The storage shall only be used for materials directly associated with the painting business. B, there shall be no retail sales from the property. C, there shall not be any outside storage of paint, equipment, or other materials associated with the use. D, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, any dumpsters on the site are to be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. G, the hours of operation shall be Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. No deliveries to or from the site shall occur before 7 a.m. H, signage shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side and shall not be lighted. I, all vehicle parking areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. All vehicles, including the applicant's vehicles and employees' vehicles, must only be parked within the designated areas. J, no more than 15 vehicles may be parked on the site at any one time. K, the use shall be limited to the existing buildings on the site. Any new or expanded buildings shall require a new public hearing. L, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for the termination of the conditional use approval. M, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and second to recommend approval of conditional use 2090 Edgar Hernandez. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Five.
Comment, and I just yes. For the record, that condition L, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be ground for termination. You notice that's a new one, and I don't want the public or Mr. Hernandez or the commission or anybody to think that was put on there to single him out as an applicant. And talking with the constable's office, there's some suggestion. I think it's probably a good one because that's in our code anyway. That's not adding an undue burden. Just to put it in there so they realize that these conditions are important, and we're going to probably start putting that in as a standard one going forward. I just wanted to make clear because, you know, I just didn't want him to think that, you know, somehow that was specific to this application. It's not.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to establish classes, Mr. Hopkins.
Thank you.
Our next item is conditional use number 2095, Spazzato Investments, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 2095, I move that we partially grant the application of Spazzato Investments, LLC to amend condition number 3 of prior conditional use number 1446 and ordinance number 1533 regarding the hours of operation upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. County Council approved this conditional use in 2002 for a landscaping business. There are several conditions attached to this approval. Currently, condition number 3 of the conditional use states that business hours shall be from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. There shall be no Sunday hours. The applicant seeks to amend condition number 3 to generally state business hours, 3 mechanics may arrive on the site at 5 a.m. and management may arrive on the site at 6 a.m. and the remaining employees to arrive at 6:30 to prepare for daily operations with the daily end of all operations by 7 p.m. Again, there should be no Sunday hours. The applicant has stated that it is necessary for some of his employees to be on site early in the morning to keep landscaping equipment maintained and ready to go out. And the employees must arrive at 7 a.m. so that they can get to the company, get the company equipment to, and vehicles to the various job sites on time. There were many letters in support of the request, including letters from surrounding property owners. There was opposition from an adjacent property owner, although his residence is approximately 660 feet away from the boundary line of the applicant's property. The objections referenced to early morning noise and traffic related to the operations occurring on this site. The approved conditional use is located in an otherwise agricultural and residential area. There must be some expectation of noise from nearby permitted agricultural uses, but not on a daily basis starting at 5 a.m. While I'm not concerned about the managers or employees arriving prior to 7 a.m., I do not believe that it is appropriate to allow mechanical and maintenance work on vehicles and equipment to start at 5 a.m. 6 days a week. That is not compatible with surrounding residential surroundings. For all of these reasons, an appropriate amendment to condition number 3 of conditional use 1446 and ordinance 1533 is as follows. Business hours shall be from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall not be any Sunday hours of operation. All employees may arrive on site no earlier than 6 a.m. However, no outdoor maintenance or mechanic work shall occur prior to 7 a.m. And no power equipment may be operated outdoors on the site until 7 a.m.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to grant partial approval of an amendment to ordinance number 1553 on behalf of conditional use number 2095, Posado Investments. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. It's now time for our public hearings, and our esteemed counsel to my left.